Sagt der heilige Mishnah weiter, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says, Peri Gimel Mishnah Yud Gimel. Sechaik, just joking. It doesn't mean that you tell your chavra a nice joke that's nice and clean and geschmack to make him happy. That's not what it means. It means like he's just in a lack of Yerushimayim, laughs at everything, kalis roish, lightheadedness. This type of an attitude or these type of relationships, margilin le'erva, bring a person to aveiros. On the other hand, mesoiros, siyag le'toira, is a gate for the Torah. A gate for the Torah? Rabbi Kiva is going to now tell us a bunch of things that are gates for good things that prevent aveiros. For example, mesoiros means the mesoira that we have, that we know exactly how the words are spelled in the Torah. That's a fence for the Torah. Because very often, pshat in the pasuk is learned from the spelling of the words. Exactly how the words are spelled, that's a mesoira from Har Sinai, and it's passed down throughout the generations. They once brought for the Chazon Ish a Sefer Torah that was found in Yemen. Some thought it was mamish from before times of Bayis Rishon. And the Chazon Ish mamish cried. He said, look, the same words, same letters that we have. The Mesoira of Klal Yisrael, given over from generation to generation. All comes from Har Sinai. Maisrois Siyag La'osher, giving Maiser, is a Siyag, is a fence for wealth. You give tzedakah, you become wealthy. It says, Aser ti'aser. Chazal Darshan, Aser, if you give Maiser, ti'asher, you will become rich. Aser, give Maiser, v'shvil shetis asher, so that you should become rich. Nidarim, siyag l'prishus. When a person makes a vow, let's say a person wants to stay away from a certain pleasure. So he makes a neder not to engage in that pleasure. Siyag, that's a gate. L'prishus, for him to taka separate from that pleasure. And siyag l'chachma, a fence for wisdom. Shtika, being quiet, is a sign that the person is smart. Now, being quiet from what? Being quiet from Divrei Torah? No, it says v'gisa b'yayma v'layla. Being quiet from rechilus or lashon hara or cursing, that's an iser d'iraisa. So it must refer to, says the Batanura, to being quiet from Divrei HaRashus, shebin adam l'chaveroi. Don't talk more than is necessary. You have words of Torah, you have words of tefillah. You want to go over and be makar of a friend and make him feel good. Say something nice to Tati and Mami. Say it. If it's not necessary to talk, stay away from it. Siyag l'chachma, the gate for wisdom, shtika, is quiet. There was once a big Rebbe that there was a person who never talked. He never talked. Never said a word. Once a year on Purim, he would bang down on the table and say to the Yidden, Simchas Purim. And that's when all the dancing on Purim would start. But that was the only time he said a word. He was called the Shaskin, person who's always quiet. No one really knew the story until once. The Rebbe told him to reveal it. He had a fight with his partner. And he told his partner a very nice thing. He told his partner, I hope you don't live out the year. Chmana litzlan, aklala. And that partner went down to the basement to get wine. They had a wine business, and he lit a match. He didn't realize there was also a barrel of gunpowder there. Don't ask me why it was there. And the whole building blew up, and he was killed. And this chassid ran to the Rebbe. He said, I cursed him, and it came true. The Rebbe said, you're going to be a symbol of being quiet. Even though, when it says over here, siyag l'chach m'shtika, it's not talking about curses like we just said. It means tamazai. But if you learn to think before you talk, then you won't say the wrong thing. And that'll be your kapara, that people will learn from you, don't talk unless it's necessary. Of course, when it comes to saying good morning, or say, Mami, Tati, how are you? Or going over to your Rebbe and saying thank you for that geshmaka lesson. For that, we go to the previous Mishnah of Avehav HaMekabel Kala Adam B'Simcha.